Hello, 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 my friends and people of CITR, the listeners of CITR and friends of this magnificent radio station. Happy hello, this is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Tim, welcome to the show, great success. Anything else? No, let's talk about music and punk rock. We just heard a band called Flatliners, my favorite Canadian band in this world, in this country. Great success. Live It Alone, that was the name of the song of their album called Cavalcade. And today is fully 100% Canadian show and 92% local show. The reason for that, that we are having a SOCAN audit here on the station. What does that mean? SOCAN is just a regular audit. They audit us in terms of what we're doing here. As you might know, we should meet certain Canadian content requirements for different programs, for different time slots. There, we must play a certain percentage of Canadian music. We are very good at that because we support a lot of local bands, a lot of Canadian bands, so that's not a problem. But at the same time, they have to audit us. That happens, I believe, four times per year, and today is one of those audits. What does that mean for the bands? For the bands, it means that during the audit, when the band is played on the station, they get paid a little bit of royalty. I know that's usually not a big amount. I believe it's about $4 or $5. I'm not sure if that's correct, but it's a little small amount. But they get paid, I believe, semi-annually or annually. So with a lot. All those, plays across the country. Maybe some, you know, musicians can pay their rent, don't pay their expenses, or maybe even, record some music on this mummy. So this is how it works. So when we get audited all the time, I try to play a lot of Canadian and especially local bands by my friends. So maybe, you know, we can help, pay their bills and help them record some new music. So today it will be all Canadian and almost everything will be local. We started off with the Flatliners from Ontario, and then we will hear a lot of local music. So if you are a fan of local punk rock music, this will be a great chance to check out a lot of bands which play in the city. And when I was getting for the show, it's like the diversity of even just punk rock scene in the city is just crazy. So I'm very excited for you to hear all those bands I have prepared for you. And I would like to start with my friends, the Dreadnoughts. They played at the Rickshaw last Saturday, and I also did a DJ set at that show, and it was super awesome to meet some of the listeners of the show. Thanks for everyone who stopped by and said hi. But the Dreadnoughts, they were unbelievable, and I would like to start with their song called Poutine. This is a great track, one of the best songs by the band, and let's check it out today. All local, almost everything local, and all Canadian bands, and this is the Dreadnoughts, their super song called Poutine. Let's enjoy.
I am a rover, American, a pair of green eyes, 5'10". It was to be my final dance. I rambled over La Belle Province. A man, his name was Joe. He said there's one place you got to go. Along the mighty Saguenay, we ended up a Chimay. Chimay, j'ai la sassie, la Picardie, je l'ai compris. The light inside me is getting dim. God can't help the state I'm in. Poutine, 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 poutine. J'ai tellement faim. Poutine, 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 c'est ça ou rien, poutine, poutine. Morning sky, good morning sun, my bro.
just begun. I pack it in, I take the vow. If I have friends, I need them now. But when the sun falls in the west, I'm in the arms of a perfect mess. My only weakness, my only sin. God can't help the state I'm in. Putain, 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 putain. J'ai tellement faim. Putain, putain. C'est ça ou rien. Poutine, poutine. Poutine, poutine. Poutine, poutine. J'ai tellement faim. Poutine, poutine.
things you were never worth. All the songs I wrote, I regret everything I did. Yeah, I built you up so high. Your head was in the clouds. Too bad you didn't look down. I built you up.
Happiest hello, 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 my friend. This is CITR 101.9 FM and supposedly CITR.ca, but I got numerous tweets that we have a problem and the problems and the stream, online stream, is down. So let me know, tweet at me or just give me a call at 6048222487 if you found a way to listen to it online. But I'm really sorry that you know, the stream is down, but you can still listen to the old school way, 101.9 FM at the regular radio. I hope very soon we will figure out what's happening here and the online stream will work. Anyhow, today we're doing almost all local, almost everything Canadian show for the SoCan audit, and we played a lot of good music, in my opinion. That's all local great stuff, and let me quickly tell you what I just played for you. The last one was by Invasives, great, great band. That was a song called Perfect Man off their album Desk Job at Castle Dracula. Before that, Living the Lions from their album Holy Shit, and that was a song called Regret Song. Before that, Rebel Spell, It's a Beautiful Future, in the name of their last studio album, and we heard a song called Uncontrollable. And before that, The Dreadnoughts, Polka's Not Dead, Poutine. So, just, you know, four songs by local bands. Every band has their own take on the punk rock music. The Dreadnoughts, a little bit of, you know, traditional folk stuff. Rebel Spell, classic punk rock band. Living the Lions, modern pop punk. Invasives, crazy, crazy progressive punk rock music. But all awesome. Let's move on. Next, Isotopes, the legendary baseball punk rock band, the best baseball punk rock band in the history of this planet. Invasives, Heat Seeker, Poison in the Clubhouse. Rocket from Russia, CITR.
Away.
Happy hello, my friends. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. We are playing a lot of local music today. And again, as I stated in the previous segment of me talking, that show really describes the whole diversity of Vancouver music scene and punk rock scene in specifics. The last band we heard was Bone Daddies from their debut self-titled release, and it was a track called Bad Reaction. Before that, of Latida Records, The Ballantines, their song Misery off of their second 7-inch. And currently the Ballantines are touring United States of America. Before that, Nardwar and the Evaporators. That was a track of their brilliant compilation Busy Doing Nothing. And that was a title track, my favorite song of that compilation. Before that, another Latida Records representative, Needles and Pins. And that was a song called Getting On Home from Getting On Home 7-inch. And before that, pop punk, baseball, legends, Isotopes, the song called Poison in the Clubhouse from their EP called Heat Seeker. All right, let's move on. In the second half of the show, I've prepared for you an interview with the band called Slates from Edmonton. They are playing in Vancouver this weekend, March 23rd, and March 23rd, I believe it's Saturday, correct? And this is happening at Astoria. They are playing with Peace, Womankind, and What's Wrong Tohei. So let me play for you Slates to get you a little bit more familiar with their material, all the way from Edmonton, and I will play you their brand new song called... Oof, this, I don't know how to pronounce this, Verite, or something. So we'll ask James, we will call him, and I'll ask him how to correctly pronounce this, the name of this song. So this is Slates from Edmonton, they're playing here on Saturday, and let's check out their brand new songs. Slates from Edmonton.
After
Hello, 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 you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. We just heard a song by the band Slates from Edmonton, and that was a brand new track called Verite. And the Slates, they're playing in Vancouver at the Astoria on March 23rd. This is this Saturday with Peace, Woman Mankind, and What's Wrong to Hey. That's a good name, band name. And I have James of the band on the line right now. James, thank you so much for finding time to talk to me here on CITR.
Hey, it's my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We just heard this brand new song, and you clarified for me off-air that's the correctly way to pronounce is this Verite. And is that song a transition from your second studio album, Pretty Fires, to your new record, which you will be doing this summer?
Yeah, pretty much. We've just been putting a lot of time to focus on songwriting, and in doing this tour, we wanted to put something out that was kind of like showed maybe where we were going musically and maybe lyrically and thematically for the new record. So we wanted to get that out there. It was just a jam space recording that we sent off to Jesse Gander, Vancouver's own, and he kind of did the old spit and polish job and made it sound a lot better than it did when we sent it, so.
You know, this song, this new song, it's a little bit slower song comparing to the second studio album, for example, Prairie Fires. Is that the way you're going with this song, or is it just one of the slower songs of the new material?
It's, I don't know. Maybe we decided to maybe be a little more deliberate in having different tempos and pacing and dynamics for songs. We kind of wanted to reach a little farther and have songs that were maybe a little more disparate from each other, so it wasn't as one note maybe as some of our other work. And so yeah, I think so. I mean it's not like all the songs are going to be kind of plodding and thoughtful. Like there's going to be like there's songs we're writing where we finish it and we're just all stressed out. It's just like we're writing stress rock anthems. So there's a little bit of different moods and feels and everything.
But I'm excited to hear the new record because I love the previous two albums and I'm really stoked to hear the new material.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
This song, Verite, I know that there is an interesting story behind the lyrics of the song. Could you please tell a little bit listeners about that?
Sure, yeah. Basically, when I get lyric ideas, they kind of pop out of nowhere. I just have an idea, and basically, I looked into Canada's history with capital punishment, and there was a name that popped up, and her name was Marguerite Pitre, and she was the last woman. She was the 13th and last woman executed by Canada. She was hanged in the 50s. And basically, her trial was this insane moment in Canadian history. It was almost like the O.J. Simpson trial, kind of in the 90s. And the story was really interesting to me. And she always kind of maintained that she was innocent. She delivered what was essentially a bomb to a plane that exploded and killed a lot of people. But she claimed she was innocent and thought she was delivering a statue. So, you know, whether or not there's any truth to that, I'm not sure. But her story, it really resonated with me. And then that kind of plays off the story of Joan of Arc, which is obviously super fascinating. But it also deals with The Passion of Joan of Arc, which was a film from the 20s that interested me because it was kind of the first portrayal of... It was kind of this harrowing image of Joan being humiliated and her head shaved and she's crying, and it was shot in close-up, which was new at the time. And, you know, it's just this woman's grief. So it was pretty intense cinema when it came out. The masters of that film burned up, so there was just kind of these dubious quality versions floating around. And they actually found in 1981, I mean, this film is from the 20s, and in 1981 they found a film canister in a closet in a Norwegian mental institution of a preserved film of the original kind of edit. And it was this massive discovery and super random and super weird. So it's kind of the story of that and the story of Joan of Arc and the story of Marguerite Pitre kind of all in the same song. It's just like I don't know. I was very rambling. I'm sorry.
No, but this is awesome. I love, you know, being in pop punk bands, and all the pop punk bands sings about girls and love. But I still, at the same time, I love when, you know, bands come up with such a, you know, concept, ideas for their songs. And I think it makes it extremely interesting for the listeners. And this being a Canadian band discovering a relatively rare, maybe, piece in the Canadian history, I think this is awesome. Great job.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's like the focus on Canadian history and stuff, I think, is pretty important to us, and it's really speaks a lot to me. A lot of Western Canadian history, or history of Quebec, or just throughout the country, it really is overlooked, and it's super fascinating to me anyway. So it's nice to be able to kind of sing about stuff that maybe people don't know about that happened in their own country.
This is awesome, and I hope to hear more stuff on the new album.
Mm-hmm. There definitely is, yeah.
Speaking of the new album, I heard that you will be working with Steve Albini this summer, and all your previous releases were somehow recorded or produced by Jesse Ganderoff from Vancouver. What do you think, how does this change will affect the band's sound? Of course, you don't know what will happen, but but what do you think will, you know, what are your expectations, let's say that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how different it is. Like we had the opportunity come up where we were able to go to Chicago, and it was always something that really had interested me and kind of stuck out in the back of my mind. Like, I remember being a young kid and buying, you know, In Utero on cassette at Kingsway Mall in Edmonton, and just like having my mind blown with what a weird sounding record it was. And, you know, from that moment on, like, I would always discover these really great records, and his name invariably just seemed to be on the back of so many of them. So it was always kind of something I've always really wanted to do, is just head out to Chicago and record at his studio. He works exclusively with analog stuff, which is a big appeal. If it kind of forces your decision making on the fly to kind of decide, yeah, we'll stick with this, or you know what I mean? It forces you to really focus and get in there. The tracking is going to all be done live off the floor, which also we just kind of worked that way with Jesse as well. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a really quick moving record. So it's interesting to, I think it's going to, hopefully that'll be a good thing and not a bad thing, where we're just settling, and at the end we're just super like, oh my God, I wish we had more time. But, you know, I think it'll be good, and it'll have kind of a really authentic sound, which is something that I find pretty appealing.
No, this is very interesting. I'm excited after hearing all that. I'm really excited to hear the final version. And do you know any plans of when it will be out? And have you been talking to labels? Any plans who will release this album?
Basically, we're not totally sure who's going to put it out at this point, but we're recording in July, and at that point, I mean, it's like I said, it'll be done in 6 days, and then we'll get it mastered in Chicago as well, probably. And then at that point, yeah, it's almost super hard to look past that, because it's such this massive thing in the future. It's like all of our efforts and energies and focus are going to that. So once that's done, it'll kind of be a huge relief, and then we'll be able to talk more with people that we've been talking to and everything to try to get it out there. But I found, you know, when I was younger and I made worse records, like, you can't wait to get it out, because you're going to move past it and you know it's going to be better. But once you start putting out stuff that you feel some kind of pride in, you don't mind actually holding on to it and making sure it's done properly, getting the artwork done and in place, and making sure you're working with the right people and planning out a tour and everything. So I don't think there's going to be a huge rush, but at the same time, it's, you know, we're not going to sit on it for years or anything.
No, this is awesome, and I'm really hoping that, you know, that you will achieve exactly what you, you know, you hoping for, what you're going for, and it will be a really smooth process working with Steve Albini.
I really hope so, too.
All right, so I have queued up your song Sandy Spiritus from the first album, and this song, like we talked with you last time, it's all written about your tour in Cuba, and it's a very unusual experience, and we talked about it last time. But looking back now, I believe it was almost 3 years now, right?
That's correct, yes.
How do you think, you know, a lot of bands touring Europe, a lot of bands touring States, Canada, it's usual, but touring Cuba, an absolutely foreign and different place, unusual. How did that affect your band? What did it give you as a band, as, you know, as people, as musicians?
It was hugely important for us each individually and as a band. Like, the gift that we really got from it is we were able we really saw where we came from, why we started playing music, and the enthusiasm and the importance and the joy in music. It really kind of took away a lot of, like, you know, like, music can become very cynical and ironic, and, you know, there's a lot of wink, wink, nudge, nudge and stuff. And there, it's still, it's a very joyous and unblemished kind of thing. So it was really, like, we kept saying, it kind of recalibrated us and reminded us of what was important in playing music. So just to meet people that were just making music with whatever means they could, and just for the experience and the expression and the joy of playing for people and interacting with people on that level, it was so refreshing, and it came about at a really important time, and just reminded us of how important music is to each of us and as a band. So like, to this day, like, it has had a profound effect on how I approach music and everything. So it was a tremendous opportunity, and you know, there's been bands that have been going since then, and also the band from Cuba called Arabio was brought up to Canada and actually played some dates, and they've actually been talking with Agnostic Front, and they're playing at the Black and Blue Bowl in New York City. Mm-hmm. So for this Cuban band to end up playing a hardcore festival with one of their heroes in Agnostic Front is an incredible thing that's come out of this, like, you know, three and a half year journey of Cuba and Canada, you know what I mean? It's, for it to culminate in this is just, like, it's pretty inspiring, and you know, it really, the whole experience has just impacted a lot of people's lives in a really positive way.
This is awesome. We can see you guys on Saturday on March 23rd and see how you you know, changed after going to Cuba and what kind of experience. So at Astoria, March 23rd, Slates, Peace, Womankind, and What's Wrong, Tohei. Check them out, Slates from Edmonton, March 23rd. James, thank you so much for finding time and talking to me on air, and hope to see you soon on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was James of the band Slates from Edmonton. They are playing, as I said, March 23rd at Astoria this Saturday. And we, in the end of the interview, we talked about their trip to Cuba. They did this very interesting tour in Cuba. I believe it was 10 shows. And they wrote the song on their last studio album about this experience. And the name of the song is Sancti Spiritus. Let's check it out. I think it's a very good song. And it basically speaks about what was their experience going to Cuba. So this is Slates from Edmonton, Sancti Spiritus. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia, and we just heard a local band called Bound by None. They are playing a show at the Funky Winker Beans on March 22nd. That's Friday. Tomorrow, and that was a song of their debut album, self-titled debut album, and it was a song called Open Book. The band is now recording their second studio album, which should be out this year. And before that, we heard a song by the band Slates, which we just talked to James Slates from Edmonton. We heard a song called Santi Spiritus. This is a song about their experience of touring Cuba and playing punk rock music in Cuba, and that was unbelievable experience. That was a song of their second studio album, Prairie Fires. This is it. That was the punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Relentlessly Awesome is up next. And if you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. And especially for those who were listening, try to listen online today, and the stream was down. So you can check out the podcast, CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, Rocket from Russia.tumblr.com. This is it. We played a lot of everything. 100% Canadian show and a lot of local bands. Check out Bound by None tomorrow at the Funky Winker Beans and Slates from Edmonton on in Astoria on Saturday. And I would like to finish up with a song by my good friend Jesse Luberde. That's his song called I Go By The Sound, and that's a title track of his last studio album. Thank you so much for listening. Have a super week. And this is Jesse Luberde, I Go By The Sound.
A piece of what I lost, and then it hits me like a shot in the head, and I fall to my knees. But not to some god, but a speaker, and on the floor it sounds so good. A testament to a life well wasted. When I left home at 16 years old, I was following a sound, and I found it with friends, I found it on my own. Took a little while to get the rhythm, strumming on my father's guitar. One week later finds me stumbling again, like I'm losing control. The sound will resonate through my bones, the memory will linger, and this is just what I needed to hear. Another reminder that when I left home at 16 years old, I was following a sound, and I found it with friends, I found it on my own. Took a little while to get the rhythm, strumming on my father's guitar, strum on that guitar. That you need, feel free to take it. I don't think I need it. If I follow the sound, and if you need my eyes, you can take them.
I will still make it. I go by the sound. So take it all away. Take it all away. I will still make it. I go by the sound. Take it all away. Take it all away. We'll still make it. I go by the sound. I go by the sound. I go by the sound. I go by the sound.